Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University Studios. Online learning, 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Sparky, Gary, Leroy, all here today. Adam Roberts producing, other side of the glass. Some news coming out of the NFL per the troll, Adam Schefter. He says the Bears are bringing in Chiefs Executive Director of Player Personnel, Ryan Poles, to be their general manager. The other finalist for that job was Adolfo Mensah from the Browns, their VP of football operations. He now says that Adolfo Mensah becomes the favorite to become the Vikings general manager now, that Poles has become the Bears general manager. And Schefter points out, and so it comes full circle, Ryan Poles signed with the Bears as an undrafted free agent coming out of Boston College earlier in life. So there you go. Ryan Poles, the new GM of the Chicago Bears, Gary, bringing him in from Kansas City, and we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, Steve.
I don't know.
Do
who
you?
He is. Nope. Mm-mm. No clue.
Does Leroy?
He's not in here, but he'll be back sometime. I don't know. I mean, I know he's been interviewing for jobs, yes, and he's coming from the Chiefs, obviously, and we've seen other guys that have come from the Chiefs, like John Dorsey, that have gone out from that front office, so... It's not the first guy to come from a Chiefs front office. At any time an organization is successful, people are going to pick over your front office staff. People are going to pick over your coaching staff. This is to be expected. Does not mean that that person will have the same amount of success as the team they're leaving, but given the opportunity. So we'll see if the Bears finally got it right with the front office hire going forward.
Well, now they got to go hire a coach, so now.
Yes. Should
be next in line.
Will it be Eric Bieniemy? Because we have not seen or heard of Eric Bieniemy to this point.
Nothing.
Yes, Adam Roberts.
I should point out on that front, Gary, you're talking about who they might go for a head coach. Schefter just was like a minute ago also tweeting that Jim Caldwell is in the Bears building today.
Yeah, Caldwell. And I don't know the Caldwell-Poles relationship one way or the other. But there was some rumblings yesterday on social media from the Chicago media outlets asking fans what they would think if Jim Caldwell was the coach. And it was greeted by a lot of meh reactions from the fan base. But the dude's won, man. I mean, he's been there. He took the Colts to a Super Bowl. And they lost, but he took them there. He won in Detroit. They haven't won since he left Detroit, Gary. So
exactly. I don't get it.
I think that's a solid hire if they bring Caldwell in. I don't have a problem with that whatsoever.
I don't think they want solid.
Why? They've had horrible for how many years? Want solid?
I'm just saying the public. I don't think public wants solid. Everybody want the next McVay, the next Shanahan, the next LaFleur.
They probably would be happier with Bieniemy. That would be my
guess.
That's
what everybody wants.
Yeah, Bieniemy would probably
right now
make him happier than Caldwell. Bieniemy, up and comer, coordinator.
Here's why they wouldn't do Bieniemy, because they just had Nagy.
So what? They just hired the guy from the Chiefs. What does that have to do with anything? You just hired a Chiefs front office guy. Wouldn't it make sense for him to bring the offensive coordinator from the Chiefs with him to coach a young up-and-coming QB?
I get that, but for them, I don't think they think it already didn't work.
I guess. I don't know. I don't hold that against
him. Didn't you already try that?
I guess. But Bieniemy and Nagy are two separate human beings. I mean, I'm not going to hold that against Bieniemy because Nagy stunk at his job. I don't know. I don't think that's fair to Bieniemy, but either way. Let's talk about the Packers. Where do you rank this Packer playoff loss in comparison to other playoff losses? Chris in Brookfield, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. I rank this loss, who cares? I have more higher rankings for the losses when Leroy was playing, because we had all the years of the Dan Devines and all these idiots who tried to hire ex-Packer coaches to beat things until they finally hired Ron Wolf. And then we had some excitement. So we were all dying to get into the playoffs. So anytime we got into the playoffs at that time period is when I think, for me, it was the most heartbreaking, because we had waited for all those years. I mean, you got all these guys who are worried about, oh, we don't want to go back to the Randy Wright era and all that. Well, all those guys are gone. We've got smart people running this organization. That's why I say, so long, Aaron Rodgers. Goodbye. Get what you can get for him. You don't know what his health is going to be next year. He's getting into that older stage. Maybe if Rodgers is gone, we'll actually get to see what a true LaFleur offense is like, because with A-Rod there, it was repeat, rinse, and repeat again. You get in the Tampa Bay game, you get inside the 10, 15-yard line. Do they run the ball at all? No. Saturday night, you had an icy, slick field. So what if Dillon went down by the first?
On special teams. On special teams, he got hurt, though, Chris.
Huh?
He got hurt on special teams. That should irritate the heck out of you, too.
Well, no, because, yes and no. They had to try something to improve special teams. Maybe that was a hope that they could get. We got to remember, he got kicked by his own player.
I understand. Never should have been out there.
He didn't get hurt by San Francisco. He got hurt by his own player.
Friendly fire.
You gotta try. At least they tried. But to me, I just think that the playoffs that were the worst losses to me was when Leroy and the guys were first all getting together. But hey, every time they lost, what came by next year? You had more hope until they finally got it all done. So that's what I was. That's to me what means the most. But hey, Gary, you had back in the first hour, you were talking about A-Rod and Brett Favre and how people are calling more about A-Rod being gone and voicing more opinions. Well, in my opinion is, even though we put up with Brett and wanting to retire, not retire, he is still a guy you'd rather go out and have a beer with, where if you went out and had something with A-Rod, he'd just stick his nose up in the air and not even talk to you. That's my thought.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Here's why I think this one of the top ones. Because you're playing a team that you know. Had this been a team that you don't normally play, Arizona, okay, you got me. I don't play you that uncommon opponent. This is somebody that you look up to and somebody you know. They're not hiding anything. They're not running trick plays. They're not running these reverse throwback plays. They're saying we're going to put Debo back at kickoff return. Somebody upstairs, hey, man, don't kick it to him. Squib it. Brought it back to the 50. So Kyle Shanahan is coaching circles around the whole staff, man. Jimmy Garoppolo was 11 for 19, 131 yards on a pick. This man threw a bad pick down in the end zone. Well, coming out of the end zone. Amos picked him off. They got sacked four times. And then it started to snow. And you got three All-Pros, MVP. You got everything. And it was home. Because on the road, okay, anything can happen. But Russell Westbrook, Russell Wilson threw four picks in Seattle, so I get that. I do get that. And the two-point conversion, they should have knocked that one down. So if you say Seattle, I'm with you. I'm with you on all of them. But this one was at home after a pandemic, still in a pandemic, and the previous year there was no fans. Now you got 79,000 there. You got a 6 seed coming in that upset a 3 seed. So you got the worst, pretty much the worst bottom feeder team coming in that you know. And you had 2 weeks to prepare, man. You knew it was only one team, a possibility, which could be Arizona. I don't play a lot, but we beat them. But the other teams, I know them. And you ain't had to play your starters against Detroit. I said, don't play none of them guys. Well, we're going to play them because we don't want them to be rusty and they can get their records. Okay, fine. But I tell you, should have never played in that game. If anything, should give you 27 snaps in this game. Nope, go out there on the turf, and I don't know if you got hurt, but you wasn't active. And you throw in, let's back it up, Garrett, the Last Dance stuff, the offseason stuff. This is it. All our chips are pushed in. And when you push them chips in and pull your hand back, the dealer say, you can't take it back. It's out there, and I'm going to live with the results. So the whole fan base knew the chips was pushed in, so much so with $46 million over the cap because we're going to win the Super Bowl, at least go. This got to be number one.
All right. Where do you rank this playoff loss in comparison to other Packer playoff losses? Still haven't heard Gary's yet. Tony in Sussex, you're next here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Tony?
What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tony.
Hi. Emma, after listening to Leroy, now I changed my mind again. But
I'm sorry, Tony.
I got a couple things here, though, one other thing besides this. With me, it was kind of Denver because we were, 14-point favorite.
That's a good
one. But then again, I can think of Seattle because they're on it. I hate Seattle and, their coach, But what really, really, really bothers me, it bothered me all year, even last year, is that with the relationship with Rodgers and Davante Adams, I really think he gets tunnel vision, and he got tunnel vision in that game. And they didn't spread the ball around. Now, I put this on the loss. Everybody's, blaming the special teams. And I even went on Facebook and I said, thanks special teams, But really, if I really think about it, I put this all on LaFleur just getting out-coached, not game planning on offense to spread that ball around. I mean, all these other receivers, Lazard, they all got you there.
That's
right. They all got you to 13 wins. I mean, in this trust issue, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. And if you do, I got to look at Aaron Rodgers and scratch my head. I go, dude, this is who you have. You have to give these guys the confidence. You have to trust him. If he's wide open in the flat like he was, 30 yards down the field, why are you throwing the ball? He probably never even looked at him. And that one thing in the game, just besides, the block punt and all that, just drove me crazy. But what I always look at this is he's got so much talent during the year, but there's times, and it seems to be when it's crucial times, when he's got this tunnel vision, and he's forcing the ball.
Tony, I think you bring up good points.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am
Thanks.
I wrong?
You're not wrong.
No,
Thanks
you're
for
wrong.
The call. But it brings up an interesting question to Gary and Leroy. Gary, I'll go to you first. You're the offensive player.
Sure, Steve. Yeah, yeah.
Can that be coached out of him? The tunnel vision, the getting locked on one guy.
No, they tried to already. No, they tried to already. They tried to. They had to come to Jesus meeting. You remember when this happened, Steve? It happened that first year. I go back to the Jimmy Graham pass when they chart the plays. LaFleur tried this day one, and he threw some incredible pass to Jimmy Graham. And they got this guy open in the flat way over here. And LaFleur lost his mind.
And this is what they said, allegedly.
Allegedly, this is what they said, lost his mind. And he goes, no, you got to think, but what about the throw I made? What about the throw I made? And so, no. And then what they end up doing is we had to come to some sort of agreement. We couldn't really run all of Matt LaFleur's offense. We had to run what stuff, some of the stuff that Aaron Rodgers was comfortable with. Now, I think a lot of teams do this in the NFL when they get a new coach, but it was a partnership, Steve. You know what I mean? And so, no.
So, okay. They tried. It's not going to happen. Okay.
They tried.
Let's move on.
You see it.
To Will in Greenfield.
Why we always talk about Steve all the time. I'm still talking Steve. Why we talk about all the time, geez, when Devontae's not there, he seems to really be sharp. He gets rid of the ball so quick.
8 people catch one.
10, 12 people catch the ball. Why?
I would just think you'd be able to coach him out of it. But you're saying no, so I'll go with that. Will in Greenfield, you're next on the Wendy's Will. Big Show with Gary and Leroy Butler. What's up?
Hey, great show, fellas. Always Thanks. Appreciate the banner. This doesn't rank in my top three, and I don't want to get into the reasons why, but I think people are forgetting, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but about 20 years ago, Brett Favre's dad passed away.
That Raider game was amazing.
And that locker room, I'm sure, was gelled, ready to go, and they were peaking at the right time. And against Philadelphia, Mike Sherman and Ed Donatell ripped it from us, just took it away from us by not going for it on 4th and 1 with Amon Green, who, as you guys know, always got a 1 yard minimum. He never got stuffed at the Eagles 40. And then to make matters worse, Ed Donatell blitzes McNabb on the first 3 downs of that game, sacks him, puts him on his back. 4th and 26, go to the prevent, and it just ripped my heart out, ripped everybody's heart out, and I'll never forget that.
Freddie Mitchell. FedEx Freddie.
Yeah.
I remember
Thanks
that.
Thanks for the phone call. But here's why I say this is number one. They're the only team with the bye.
Tennessee had a bye, they lost too. Tennessee had a bye, they lost.
We don't talk. Is that the topic?
Stay focused.
Stay focused, Steve. Sorry. We ain't talk about no Tennessee. Tennessee should have got beat, man. Because you say they had Tannehill.
And they did.
Okay, so let's stay focused. Just one bye. You got it. Everybody had to play. You rested. A team come from Cali. When they left California, I'm making this up, I think it was 75 degrees. When they landed, they went to a high school and catch Bosa using the bathroom out by the bleachers. They ain't got no respect for us. And then when the kicker made the kick, he said all these cuss words. They ain't got no respect for you. This the worst one.
He's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky, Fiverr. We'll see which one, where this ranks for Gary, because he's not giving us his yet. Plus, KJ and West House has been holding out a long time. We'll get to him.
We'll get to you, KJ, I
promise. Ty in Philly, Louie on the north side of Milwaukee, all straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University Studios. Online learning, 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Get them, Bucks.
After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. Vanilla or chocolate. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so you have to act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. The next play tomorrow night.
Bucks, we'll be turning our attention to you guys in about another 2 weeks, but we got to get this right first, so please go to Gary.
Don't make that promise.
We're going to the Bucks at some point.
Yeah,
these guys,
when they're in the finals.
They need our support.
No. When they're in the finals.
Not Pat McAfee yet.
No, man. That's not for another hour. And we'll be done on the air by the time that happens.
Okay,
probably.
We'll go to the phones.
But this is the thing about the Bucks, real quick, like you said.
Yeah.
Think about this now.
We need to get to the Bucks.
Real quick. You're going to have this thing play out to the end of February.
You're right.
Exactly. You're going to have everybody and their mama saying, he knows Aaron, she knows
you're
Aaron,
right.
This is what Aaron's thing.
Right.
We talk about that every day, probably.
Yeah, whole Black History Month.
That's going to take care of February.
Yeah.
Then we're going to get, in February, they're going to have to cut these guys or restructure guys.
Yeah, you're
so we're
right.
Have to talk about all those guys getting released. Can they overcome all that?
Yeah.
Then
right.
We get to free agency. Yeah. How active will they be there?
Steve.
Then will there be trades? There will be trades and so forth leading up to the draft. At the end of April.
Yeah.
Brewers have opening day, if there is a baseball season, to kick off right in that area. Get out of here.
Then you got OTA. Bucks. Steve just laid out a plan for us.
We'll get to him eventually.
We'll squeeze him in, Bucks.
But, I mean, look at it this way. We didn't talk about Grayson Allen for 2 days if it wasn't for the Packers, could have led the show on Monday.
Let that go, man. Stay focused. Get back to
solid social media work. The question is, where do you rank this playoff loss in comparison to other Packers playoff losses? Let's go to KJ and West Allis, and then we'll hear from Gary. KJ, where do you rank this playoff loss in your Packer history watching of playoff games?
Hey, aloha, my brothers. Thanks for taking
aloha,
my call.
Aloha, KJ. Aloha.
Hey, I might need a transfusion after this question because y'all open
talking,
up. Some,
you talking my talk now.
Open up some wounds here, man. I got recency bias though on some of these losses, and I have to say the most recent one that's the most painful for me would have to be the 2014
Seattle
championship game in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because and again, that was another collapse on special teams. And my question is, how long, Leroy, have the Packers not been good on special teams? It's been probably 10, 15 years, right?
Easy.
I mean, and so, and then number two has got to be this most recent one in the divisional round against 49ers. And I think it comes down to Matt LaFleur against Kyle Shanahan.
Exactly.
Because they knew each other so well. And there was some contentiousness earlier in the season when they walked out the field, you know, when the Packers won in San Francisco in the last seconds of that game. And I thought, okay, you know, here we go. You know, let's see what we got here, you know. And then for the 49ers to come over here and win in your house, with the MVP, you know, potential MVP quarterback, with the best wide receiver in the game, with one of the best running games with Aaron Jones, and of course Dylan got hurt, but, you know, still you had Aaron Jones. Your defense was playing well. Not great, but they were playing good. And all you had to do with Aaron Rodgers was overcome a couple of mistakes that the special teams made. And you move on, and you couldn't do that. And a lot of that had to do with, I believe, the play calling and so forth. But those two are my top two, and I know the other one have to be the Giants, which, you know, losing the Giants at home, that was not good either. But, that's where I'm at with that.
Thanks a lot, KJ.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Take care, KJ.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Love you as well. Brother. Take care.
He right about it. Remember Coughlin's face? Like I was going to fall off because his face was frozen.
Yeah. Yep. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let's go to T.Y. in Philly on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. What's up, Ty?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
T.Y.
Hey, what's going on, Ty?
Hey, man, listen, man, I love your guys, man.
Love you too, my brother.
Hey, Gary and Sparky, man, y'all got to lay out 36, man. He earned the right to run rough shots around there, man. He's a Hall of Famer, man.
Yeah, tell he got T.Y.
Do what?
Off of him, man.
What are you talking about? He ain't no Hall of Fame yet. Right. Packers Hall of Famer, you talking about?
Just act like
he
it,
He ain't no damn pro football just Hall of like Fame it, yet. We aren't at that
like
point.
It. Just act like it, though.
What is this?
Yeah, you tell him, T.Y.
Y'all to hang up on him, T.Y. If I was in the studio, I'd hang up on you.
You better not.
Listen,
I would describe these losses like this, man. Seattle 2014, man. That was a punch to the face.
Yeah, that's true.
07 against the Giants, that was a punch to the gut. This on Saturday, that was a smack in the face.
Yeah.
And I got to throw the 03 Green Bay Philly game in there, man. Wilson, when you the only one in your house and your whole family is there and they all Eagles fans, and you look like that you about to get ready to win that game and 4-for-26 roll around, and they go on and win that game, I guess that – that was just like a heart ripper right there. So that's mine. But this Saturday game, man, that was a smack in the face to every Packers fan around the world. Man.
All right.
With a bag of nickels.
Thanks for the call.
A bag of nickels and a sock.
Gary, I compare this game kind of to The 15-1 year where you lose at home against the Giants after losing one game the whole season getting beat at Lambeau against Eli and the Giants.
Did you already say which one of you?
Yeah,
you
he went first.
Yeah,
he
I went did. First. Yeah.
Okay. It's been
go,
a
ahead,
while.
Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead, Gary.
Do you want me to do it now or no?
Yeah, for me, Seattle was first. And then you've got the Cowboys losses with LeRoy's teams, the 4th and 26 game. I mean, I mean, this is down on the list for sure. What about you?
Number one. And I hate when people use this, but Leroy stole some of my thunder.
I apologize.
You don't come out here all during the off season talk about Last Dance stuff, and I need this guy renegotiate my contract, and because I want this, that, and the other, bring back Cobby, and this, that, and the other, all this, and we need more guys. You did all that. And then you come into training camp, and we still got the Pat McAfee show. You get on there, you talk about all that kind of stuff, cancel culture, this, that, and the other. I love you, blah, blah, blah. Peace and happiness. I get it. But it was the buildup. It was the whole buildup that this was going to be the magical season. I don't know if he ever said that.
You even had a dream about
like
it. You even had
a dream so about it. I was so on it. I dreamt about it.
Yep.
Because I bought it, hook, line, sinker, and he had the year. This Joker's having an MVP year. Look at this guy. Come on, Rodgers. You're doing it, man.
Like
this guy's got it. Come on, hey, Rod, this is my guy. And he was talking all this crap, doing this stuff.
What about the John Wick thing for
and he had the quiet.
Halloween.
He had like the quiet calm. Like he sit back with the skull cap on, and he was just real with it, and I loved it. I'm going, no way this guy's in a nice space. We're getting to the Super Bowl. Okay, we may not win it, but we're at least getting to the Super Bowl. Steve, it was the buildup to this whole year, and then you go and lay an egg. Come on, man. Steve, one last thing. Can you do me a favor? Can you follow my Twitter thread with your good friend, Ryan Horvath on BetMGM or whatever he's at.
BetMGM tonight.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah.
Go.
BetMGM.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch you. I don't want to look at your nonsense.
No,
because
he came at me. I want you to look at it, Steve, because I want you to cipher that out for me. And then I want you to come back and tell me what this guy trying to say.
You need to hug it out with Ryan, man. Y'all.
Oh, no. We don't need nothing to hug out.
Y'all need to hug it out.
We don't need nothing to hug out. I want you to go read that Twitter thread and see what he talking about, man. He got all these graphs and numbers. I don't know what he's trying to do.
I'm going to read
it. Go look at it, Steve. Okay. Cipher that out for me, man.
Gary Ellerson, LeRoy Butler, they're the two former Packers. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It is the Wendy's Big Show. Where do you rank this playoff loss in comparison to other Packer playoff losses? Gary and LeRoy say it's first. I don't think anybody else has said it's first yet, but we'll see what happens next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. You know, Gary, Leroy and I are having a conversation here in the break. Nothing that I need to bring on the air, but I'm going to bring it on just a little bit. Yeah, it's funny because it happens to me all the time with some of my friends. It's funny that when you watch something years ago, and at the time you're watching it, there's nothing seemingly wrong with the person that you're watching on TV or whatever else.
No.
And then 20, 30 years later, after you've liked this movie or this TV show for years, then that person, he or she, does something that you disagree with or don't like or has an opinion you don't like or whatever else. I don't understand the correlation of now that movie sucks or now that TV show sucks because of what he, if you liked it back then and you still like watching it, don't let that influence you never wanting to watch the movie or watch the TV show again. You know,
Fred Sanford will be canceled. Archie Bunker will be canceled. Do you still listen to R. Kelly music?
I mean, I don't listen to R. Kelly music.
But to your point, I love the Cosby Show,
and people all don't want me to watch Cosby. But I love the Cosby Show.
When you at home, you can watch what you want.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
We were talking about musicals and stuff in the break.
If somebody did something, we came across one musical
me and Leroy were talking about.
Musicals.
Yeah, Mean Girls musical is at the Marcus Center tonight.
Leroy ain't never seen no musical, man. He's from Duval
Lion
County,
King, man.
Yeah, my wife likes anything Disney musical.
Yeah,
she's in.
Them ain't really musicals.
Well, what are they?
What are they then?
They singing.
I don't know about no musicals.
You like Grease, right? You like Grease?
That's a musical.
Yeah, but Lion King.
Lion King's a musical. It's a great musical.
That's cartoons, man.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Leroy ain't never been in no musical in New York.
I've never been in it.
But you don't have to go to New York to go see a musical. You can go right here in the Marcus Center. There's great musicals in Green Bay. They're all over this place. Yeah. Adam Roberts is from La Crosse.
What musical did Leroy have been to in Milwaukee?
Lion King.
I think he focuses more on me than musicals.
He said Lion King.
I'm his role model. So let's do it.
Leroy went to Lion King?
I'll text it to you, all the musicals that I've gone to, Garrett. We don't need it for on air.
Sorry, I brought it on there, and that's my fault.
No, it ain't. It's great radio.
Yeah, okay. Where do you rank this playoff loss in comparison to other Packers playoff losses?
Number one, Steve.
I realized why.
You're gonna at least be top three.
I realized why you and Leroy ranked this number one. And it's because of both of yours' history of being a part of this organization. That's why. Y'all rank them number one because y'all have never been, Leroy has when he was with the team, but it's been so long. Y'all don't realize what it's like to actually go for it. And now that they actually went for it, finally, after all these years, now you don't know how to react when you come up short.
Exactly.
So you're saying it's okay.
Fine.
I'm saying it's going to happen.
Went for it. Not everybody that goes for it finishes.
Fine.
You're right. But at least they went for it.
Yeah,
you can't. Yeah, they don't give
out. That's all I'm saying.
Ricky Bobby said, if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, they don't give out trophies for going for it.
And that's what Packer fans say. Hey, we're not going to the Super Bowl with the Rodgers. What does it matter if we have six or seven wins and not going to the Super Bowl versus having 14 and not going to the Super Bowl? Still not going. A lot of Packer fans share your belief. Let's go to Mike in Green Bay listening to WDUZ. Better call ever, Saul, after the big show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Okay, now just hear me out. Now, Leroy, you deflect a lot of passes in your day, and you were a damn good player. But I tell you what, you deflect a lot of facts, too. And you
just said Let me hear it.
You said yesterday that Saturday's game was the most embarrassing game. You know what one of the most embarrassing games was?
Which one?
What?
You guys got your butts handed to you by Jason Garrett on Thanksgiving Day with that so-called great defense and offense.
Yeah, but it was just a game, though. It wasn't like
playoff game.
No. Most embarrassing game. That was an embarrassing game.
But that was
We're talking about playoffs. We're talking about playoffs. We're talking about regular season.
Mike, that was away.
Don't interrupt. Hang on, Gary. You and I have the same amount of playoff experience. You've got the same amount of playoff experience than I do.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
That makes us experts.
No. But it doesn't.
We know what a loser look like. Mike. That makes us experts.
You do have 9 more touchdowns than I do in the NFL. I guess you do.
You are telling. We know what a loser looks like, Mike.
Right. Yep. Okay.
That's right.
But I mean, this game here is by far not the top. I mean, 4th and 26, the Seattle game, Giants game. This is not by far the worst playoff game. And you know what? Here it is. So now we find out maybe what kind of coach LaFleur is going to be, because has he been out coached the last 2 times we've played the 49ers?
Yes.
So there we go.
Yes.
So it's not all 12. I mean, it's all 12. The 12 has a hand in it. Special teams have a hand in it.
Yeah, but we don't get special team wins and losses.
Aaron Jones running straight instead of cutting inside is a hand of it. I mean, there's a lot of little – to win the Super Bowl, and Leroy, you can attest to this. You're the only one in this conversation that can attest to this. A lot of things have to go right.
Yeah, but Brett Favre got that win. I didn't get the win.
They had the number one offense, number one defense, and number one special teams. Guess what? Yeah. They're the only ones that have ever done it. Thanks for the call. Yeah. You can't take Leroy's team and go, well, you got to do it his way, because ain't nobody ever done it their way. They dang near had a perfect football team that year.
That's why we won.
You had the best punt returner in football, Desmond Howard, best special teams player of that era, because that was before Devin Hester came along. So of those couple of years, he was the guy at that point.
He was the guy.
They had multiple Hall of Famers on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe not Hall of Famers, but really, really good players on defense as well, and Gilbert Brown, Santana Dotson, and all those guys. And then in offense, again, another Hall of Famer at the quarterback position, and really good players around him too. You can't, if your expectation level as a fan is, and again, I've been accused of this from Gary many a times, but if your expectation as a fan is they got to be ones across the board, otherwise it's not on 12, because they're not one in defense and they're not one in special teams, and that's not the quarterback's fault, then we're never going to agree with anything we say on this show. Like, it's just not going to happen. Because if you watch a basketball game, right? And if the best player on the basketball team and is a superstar type player, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Giannis, whoever, right? Fine. Giannis, you want to put him in there?
Yes.
Those guys,
Giannis,
if you're averaging 30 points a night and you score 16, nobody's going to say, well, this role guy didn't do well. Well, their defense transition defensive transition wasn't good. It's going to be the superstar didn't do his job. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. That's what this is. Not saying he's 100% to blame, but he's a good portion of this. And special teams is a portion of this. And then there's small little slivers outside of those two factors.
Slivers,
but not bigger portions. The two bigger portions of this are Rodgers and the special teams unit.
I like that.
You like that? Okay, fine. Let's move on. Let's
Steve,
go.
Real quick. Yeah. Wait. Now, did you go to my Twitters?
No.
Not yet. No. I was distracted. We were talking about
musicals. Figure that out, man. I need you to figure that out.
Okay, we were talking about musicals
in
that
moving on. Let's go to Phil in Chicago. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy. What's up?
What's going on, y'all? So.
Hey, what's up, man?
Let me say this to say that.
Okay.
That's my guy right there.
Yeah, man. You know I like Gary. You know he's my guy like that, man. So this was the worst loss to me because of the built-up.
Not only the
built-up, but we didn't know what was going to happen after either they lost or they won.
Right.
We didn't know what was going to happen. We just assumed. Now, 2014, it's up there, but we knew Rodgers was going to come back. We knew McCarthy was going to come. 11, we knew they was going to come back, and they just came off a Super Bowl, so it wasn't as devastating. It was disappointing, but not as devastating. All the other ones, we was on a roll. It's everything was set up 2 years in a row. And Gary, LeRoy, who is the common denominator here? If we can't win with McCarthy, we can't win with, well, we
12.
Did, we couldn't win, exactly. Exactly. He's the common denominator here that we can't, and you know what? We can win with him, but the Joker is too egocentric. He's passing up wide open guys on a consistent basis in that game. And I'm just, this is why a lot of us are just tired of the same thing. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if he's going to come back or not. I would rather see him come back, but only if I'm LaFleur, I'm taking this tape and I'm going to him. I don't even care about your ego. I don't care about how you feel. I'm going to him. I'm going, look, dude, we've been trying it your way. It's not working. Won't you do it my way? 100%. And let me control this thing. And then we'll go from there.
And he says toodles to that as soon as you bring that up.
Okay.
Trade me to Denver. They'll let me do it my way.
Or Pittsburgh.
Right. Yeah. Because if they hire Hackett in Denver, Hackett's going to let him do what he wants. He's not going to tell Aaron, no, we got to do it Matt's way. Like, no, we can do whatever you want, Aaron. You tell me what you want to run offense. Yeah. You do whatever you want. That's how this is going to roll. And the same will go with Pittsburgh. Tomlin's going to let him do what he wants.
No, Tomlin ain't going to.
Yes, he will.
No,
it's Aaron Rodgers. Yes, he will.
You know, I got a question for y'all. Who's the more disappointed fan base right now, the Cowboys or the Packers?
I have to say the Cowboys because they just got relevant. They've been bad for 25 years straight, man, just not making it.
But see, that's why I think it's the. But that's why I think it's the Packers because the Packer fans have been beating their heads into the wall for a decade, and can't seem to get to the finish line.
And they got all those draft picks.
And your quarterback's at the end. Dak's not at the end.
But they're winning though. You just said the last. You know what I'm saying? You're winning and winning. People like that. They've been winning for so long. Dallas just started to get back. McCarthy got there.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Alibaba and Oshkosh, Nate, north side of Milwaukee. You guys are all coming up next.
Nate, that's my guy.
Wendy's Big Show, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. More breaking news out of the NFL. Kind of expected, but not really, maybe. I don't know. Breaking news on the Big Show Network, powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ian Rappaport, sources say Sean Payton has informed the Saints that he is stepping away. A press conference slated for today, this afternoon. Nick Underhill, who covers the Saints, and is a Saints analyst, is saying Sean Payton is retiring.
Well, shout out to Gary for letting us know, though. I didn't see it.
Yeah, Gary told us in the break. He saw it on Twitter, so he was all over it. Hey, get a better breakfast at Wendy's. Buy any breakfast sandwich and get any size drink and a Wendy's cup for free. Coffee, soda, or a Frosty Chino for free.
Get
your free drink when you buy a Wendy's breakfast sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. Let's go to... Alibaba and Oshkosh, you're next here on the Wendy's Alibaba. Big Show. What's up? I don't know, man. Yeah. Whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. It's me, Alibaba, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm calling. Right. First of all, y'all don't remember, but Leroy Butler, you follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
So just look me up, Alibaba.
I got you, my brother.
I just want to say this. Gary, I heard you earlier settling for I'd rather just take the wins. No Super Bowls and stick with Rodgers. I heard you say that earlier. I just want to say this, man. He can't play forever. He hasn't produced nothing. And, Gary, you didn't disagree with me yesterday when I said the special teams lost that game. He did enough to win. So
no, he didn't.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. Because, y'all, I'm going to go with the topic first.
Okay.
I had a couple of losses that was in my heart since following the pack from the 80s. One of them was when T.O. caught that pass.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Then we're going to go to the New York Giants. Then we're going to go to the New York Giants like 07, 08, somewhere up in there. And then this one. Oh, well, I'm going to say the Seattle game.
Right.
But this one is most important because we had so much high hopes and expectations. We were supposed to win that. We're the best team in football. But we wasn't on that day. So I got to say this to y'all, man. We got to let go of Aaron Rodgers, man. He gave us 17 years and one title. I'm not giving $46 million to somebody that's getting me ejected in the first round of the playoffs, man. I can't do it. I can do that with Jordan Love and save $40 million.
But you got to get there first with Jordan Love. Thanks for the call, Alibaba, the T.O. catcher.
Alibaba.
Let's not do that anymore.
He can do what Jimmy G doing.
All right, coming up next, we'll continue taking your calls, and we'll talk about emotions. Next, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.